Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, and welcome back to another week of Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck, and so happy to be back with you this week as we take on kind of another famous section of scripture. Last week, we were together taking on John chapter 3. We were discussing Jesus's conversation with Nicodemus, really Jesus giving Nicodemus the fullness of the gospel, and what was Nicodemus's response, and what does that whole discourse really mean for us? What is Jesus showing us? What is Jesus telling us? And in these weeks after Easter and leading up to Pentecost, something that we talked about last week that I really want to continue to live in and lean into this week as we take up a chapter in the book of Romans is, how do we live a resurrected life? This is what we see in the church after Jesus's resurrection. This is what we see in the apostles. And this is what we're supposed to live with each and every day. We're supposed to have signs of this in our life, signs of joy, signs of life, signs of resurrection in the Christian follower of Jesus. Because the center of it all is that Jesus Christ has been raised from the dead. And so as we go through these passages and continue to live in this Easter season, that's something I want to continue on with, friends, is how do we live a resurrected life? How was the resurrected Lord present and visible, bearing the fruit of resurrection in our lives? And if you're interested, you know, you can go back and listen to last week's shows and hear about some of those signs of resurrection. What are signs of life? What are signs of resurrected life? But this week, I want to take on, again, like I said, another famous chapter, and that's Romans chapter 8. And I really don't think we're going to get through the whole thing, probably not even close, because it's so rich and dense with so many amazing, powerful things. And this is a section of scripture I go back to really every year because there's so much in it that gets at the core of who we are in Christ. And friends, we need to over and over and over again anchor ourselves in the truth and make decisions to believe that God is who he says he is and that we are who God says we are. Despite our circumstances, despite what's happening in our lives, despite what we may feel, while those are all important to God, they do not determine who he is and who we are. So this is today why I want to go in Romans chapter 8. And the title of this chapter in the scriptures is Life in the Spirit. And you might be laughing because you're saying this is what we talk about all the time, new life in the Spirit. And so Paul is going to get specific with us about life in the Spirit because this is a sign of resurrected life, someone living a life in the Spirit. So we're going to pray, and then I'm going to read probably about the first 8 verses. We're going to go through that, and then we're going to see where the Spirit of God leads us, right? Because, friends, we're leaning into scriptures, we're letting the scriptures feed us, and we're letting the scriptures teach us in the power of the Holy Spirit how today you, in your own circumstances, in your own life, as you're listening to this, can live the resurrected power of Jesus Christ right in your own life. So let's pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus, we thank you just for another week to be together and to read your word. We thank you that you love us so much, that you give us instruction, you give us inspiration, you give us food from the table of your word. I ask right now, Lord, that you would inspire us by the Holy Spirit to hear, to open our eyes, to open our hearts, so we can really see you and know you as we read this word. We pray that this letter from Paul would come to us wherever we're at right now and that it would really begin to affect us and change us. And we pray all this in your most holy name. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, life in the Spirit. If you have your Bibles, you can open to Romans chapter 8. We're going to start in verse 1. And I think I'm going to start with about the first 8 verses. That's what I'm going to read together. And you'll notice, friends, that these verses are going to be pretty dense. They're going to contain a lot of theology, a lot of spiritual truths, but we're going to break it down. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do, sending his Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin. He condemned sin in the flesh, in order that the just requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to their flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. To set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. For the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. And those who are in the flesh cannot please God. So we're going to keep going in our subsequent episodes, but this is a really good place to start because there's so much here. There's so much here that Paul starts with, and he's coming off of Romans chapter 7. And the context for Romans 7 is Paul's talking about the law, right? The title of Romans chapter 7 is Released from the Law, Bound to Christ. Why is it important that we understand kind of the context? Because Romans is a really thick theological book. You know, it's kind of the heart of Paul's theology about heaven, about our identities, about the Holy Spirit, about the law. And the Jews, remember, their whole life was the law. Like for us, our whole life isn't the law. Like, yes, we follow traffic laws. Yes, we follow, you know, we don't murder. We don't do all this kind of stuff. But on a day-to-day basis, you and I are not thinking about what laws we're breaking and what laws we're not breaking, right? It's not the center point of our lives. For the Jews, before Jesus, the Jews had the law. And Paul, in another place in Romans chapter 7, calls the law the custodian, right? The law was like what was bringing the Jews to salvation. And so now Paul's saying, you have been set free from the law. The law has been fulfilled in Christ. And so he has this whole discourse about the law and sin, and whether the law causes sin to abound and whatnot. But Jesus comes and he says, the law in the past, the law condemns you because the law shows you this is where you don't measure up. This is what you're not doing. Think of a law when you're going into a court of law and you violated the law. What happens? You're condemned to jail. You're condemned to death. And that word condemnation, right? Condemning someone to a punishment, a sentencing. You're guilty. It's saying this condemnation, and condemnation is often connected with death. So that's where we're starting here in verse one. And it's such a powerful verse one, friends. There is now, therefore, no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Condemnation. I'm not talking about proper guilt. I'm talking about condemnation, a sentencing that leads us into a place of shame to question who we are. Here's what I want to say before we move on. Many of us, many, many, many of us are living under a spirit of shame and condemnation for our past sins, for who we think we are, for our own vision of our identity, for ways that we think we need to earn God's love. And it's kind of like we're on this uphill battle of saying, okay, eternity is at the top. Relationship with God is at the top. And yes, I know I've been forgiven. I know I'm in the church, all this kind of stuff. But I'm still climbing this uphill battle because I think deep, deep down, I need to climb and I need to work so hard to be loved by him. And this is why what Paul says is an explosive truth. This truth that you need to live in, that I need to live in today. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. In another place, Paul will say, there's no shame approaching the throne. Boldly, you approach the throne because there's no condemnation. You are in Christ. There's no sentencing anymore over your life if you are in Christ. He continues on, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. And I love the way that Paul expresses the gospel. And friends, this is so powerful. Even that phrase, of the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. It makes me emotional. This is actually a verse that I committed to memory a handful of years ago. I would just say it over and over again, because this is about who you are. This is about who you are and what Christ has done for you. Where you sit right now, whether it's in your car or in your kitchen, the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, that resurrection life, eternal life, the life of God is made manifest in Christ Jesus, and the spirit of life comes down and brings a new law. Because before Christ, we were under the old law of sin and death. And now this new law of life, the spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus, has set me free, has come down and released me from the law of sin and death. And I think what's so interesting here is it's not that it's totally released me from the law, but now I'm living under a new law. The law of the spirit of life. Who are you? You're someone who Christ has freed from condemnation. If you're in Christ Jesus, you have no condemnation. And now you are free from the curse of sin and death that was laid over you. And you are ruled by the law of the spirit of life that dwells in Christ Jesus. Amen. So powerful. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do. There's something that generation after generation after generation, through Noah and Moses and Adam and Abraham and the patriarchs and Jacob and all of the following of the law and all of the rabbis and all of the Torah and all of the sacrifice and all of the starting fresh and Joshua and all the amazing Old Testament figures, there's something that following the law could not do. And God has done that thing. Friends, part of living in resurrection life, signs of resurrection life, is living in awe and wonder in the fact that I have no condemnation because the law of the spirit of life has set me free and God has come. He's come into my dreary, dark picture of my life, my hopelessness, my despair, my depression. All the ways that I've tried to make it work out for myself, he's come into my life and he's done what the spirit of death could not do, what the law could not do, what the flesh could not do, what nothing could do but God. He came in right on time and he saved you. He saved you from condemnation. He saved you from where living under the heavy yoke of the law of sin and death was leading you to. And he condemned not you, but sin, sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh. Remember, Jesus isn't sinful, but he comes into human flesh, which the human race is sinful. So it's this thing in which Jesus isn't sinful. He doesn't sin, but human flesh has been weakened by sin, and he comes into that frame. He comes into that flesh. And that's where I want to pick up tomorrow, because if we begin to get into the theology of that, we're going to be here all day. But remember, there is no condemnation for you who are in Christ Jesus. You have been freed from the law of sin and death, and God has come to you and done what no one can do, and he's freed you. Remember that today. Live in that. Walk in that. Amen.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.